If it's not utterly false, it's utterly useless. And the only reason I bring that up is because I come from a background where they taught us that the Anglo-Saxon races, or the whiter you are, the more Israelite you are. Let me just put it that way. That's basically the teaching. And you know what? There's plenty of black people who do the same thing. The blacker you are, the more likely you are a true Israelite. The truth is, if we have any blood enough in us of Israel, it's highly diluted. Everyone always wants to take away the Jews from them, their Jewishness. They don't have their Messiah. At least let them have their pride in their nationhood. The Lord may yet deal with them. As for me, I serve Christ. I don't look to my heritage to be any sort of justification for why I believe. I don't look to my heritage to build me up. Because Paul said he counted all those things as dung. I count all that as dung. It's poo. It is excrement to me. He counted his Israelite heritage, his training in the law, it's nothing to him compared to Christ. The excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ is so much better than all that carnal strength. Because that's what they're doing. They're drawing on the strength of their carnality. They're drawing on the strength of, I was born of this people, therefore I'm something. Well, no, then what's the point? If it doesn't give you anything special, then what's the point? Well, it's just interesting. I think there's a lot of interesting things out there. We're talking about the faith of Jesus Christ. Don't pollute the faith of Jesus Christ with your petty little interests. Leaven. It's leaven. It's leaven. False doctrine. False traditions. Beware of the leaven of those who would mingle it with Christ's doctrine. So she talked to everybody, Anna, about all who were looking for redemption. She was there saying, there is a child. I've seen him. He's born. Verse 39. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. God's grace can be seen and the things that God gives us. People think money. Always money. Everyone in this country is so interested in money. I want God to bless me. They mean money. I want to be wise. I want to be strong in spirit. I want to be righteous in my behavior. Oh, those blessings. What are you even looking for that for? God doesn't even care. Just do your best and believe in Jesus. That's good enough. Not for me. Not for me. I'm not satisfied. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Because if you think you're rich, you're going to be sent away empty. The grace of God without which no man can be saved. Without which no man can even have faith. Except God reveal himself to us. Except God give us grace that we might believe, that we might repent, that we might turn and be turned unto him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. This is something they did every year. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake to them. And it's very simple what he said to him. He said, How'd you look for me? Where'd you look for me? Would you go to the market? Did you go to the place where the drunkards hang out? Did you go look for me in the place where the jugglers play? Didn't you know I must be in the temple? I must be. He's in the temple. When he wasn't with the caravan, they should have been like, at the temple. He's at the temple. Of course he's at the temple. That's what he's saying. Didn't you know I must be about my Father's business? I mean, that's what he must be doing. What'd you think I'd be doing? I mean, he's not being that flippant about it. But he's saying, didn't you perceive that I must be? I must be. What must he be doing? After all the angelic messengers and all the things that had happened, 12 years go by. What else? They went up to Jerusalem every year. He grew in grace and wisdom, an excellent child. Probably everything they had expected. He was wonderful, But they still thought of him as a child. They didn't really see things from his perspective. He's looking at them knowing they know who he is, or thinking they ought to know who I am. And this questioning is just like God questioning Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Adam, where are you? He's asking this question to pierce her heart. Didn't you know? Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business? That's where I am. Why'd you look for me? How did you look for me? Where did you look? Where did you think I'd be? It doesn't say that I'm not suggesting that they actually went to weird places looking for him. But to him, it's a question of faith. Don't you know where I would be? Don't you know that I ought to be about my Father's business? They didn't understand the saying. I'm the father of a 12-year-old. All my life, I'd really looked at this passage as thinking of him as being much younger. Now when I see my 12-year-old, I think, wow, they are very grown-up children. Still children. Not little grown-ups, but they are very grown-up children at 12. Just as in teenagers, they're extremely immature adults. Extremely immature. But a 12-year-old, according to Jewish custom, would be considered a son of the law. They'd come to that certain age if they'd performed all things according to the law. And here he is, taking what he sees as his right to